So welcome to the Gang Unchained podcast, I guess, if we even call this podcast, because it's probably going to be really short. But yeah, I'm joined with...
I'm Josh.
And I'm Eddie.
And I'm Keyshawn. So we didn't say that in the last video. I realized after I was about to start recording, I was like, we never said our names. Oh. So, but chances are that video will probably be up before this one, so we're not really spoiling anything. But yeah, y'all
want to get started? This is probably going to be pretty awkward.
Yeah, it's our first podcast.
Also, probably not going to cold in the middle of summer.
Probably not going to edit anything out. At least I don't plan to. So try not to say anything you don't want on camera, because chances are I'm not going to edit it out.
Well, I think today we're talking about Modern Warfare, right?
For a good amount, I guess. Yeah. So the reveal was yesterday, but by the time you guys are seeing this, probably like 3 weeks ago. So. But it'll still be before the beta comes out, which comes out first on PlayStation on the 12th. And then I think all platforms get it on like the 16th or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what did you think about the multiplayer reveal yesterday?
Well, I didn't really watch the full 4-hour reveal. I just watched the trailer and some YouTubers gameplay. I'm super excited about it. Looks like we're going back to Modern Warfare roots.
We're working on some other stuff over here. Don't worry about it. It's our first podcast. It's gonna be scuffed. So,
oh, okay.
I was gonna say just click that installer again, I think. But yeah, I tried to watch the entire like thing because I pretty much watched it from the beginning. But the thing is, they could barely get anything to. You can just accept that. They could barely get like any games going. Cause I tried watching some streamers play. Like I tried watching Myth play, and I tried watching Courage play, had their streams up. But the thing is, they could barely get games going. Like the games would always like cut out, like the game would freeze in the middle of it. Like after they started, like first 2 minutes the game would freeze, and they have to sit there for like 10 minutes for them to start up another match.
Well, I didn't see that issue. Like I watched Noah J's stream and some of Raffle Waffle, and their issue was waiting on other people to finish their game so they could start the next one.
Yeah, that's what they did when they did the 2v2 stuff, but...
Well, no, this was the 20v20, the new...
So
Ground War.
The main thing that everybody hates about this right now is they got rid of the minimap. So basically...
I'm fine with that.
Basically, core mode is just like hardcore, where the minimap only comes up when you have a UAV. But the problem is, like...
Sorry, I never used it anyway.
Yeah. I used it a lot, to be honest. I look at the minimap probably like every couple of seconds. Like I'm always looking back and forth at it. Like it helps you kind of know where the enemies are in a way. But a lot of people say they don't like it and really wish they'd change it back. But the main thing is this new 20v20 mode. It's pretty much like Conquest from Battlefield. Has like 5 domination objective points or whatever. And they said that one is so bad without a minimap. Because the maps are so huge, and you literally don't know where you're going, pretty much.
That's probably a terrible idea.
So pretty much everybody says, you spawn in, you run around for an extremely long time looking for people, you finally find people, and you probably get shot in the back or something, and you respawn and do the same thing over again. So it's just...
Well, you see, yeah, and that's like, and it's all, but I can understand where they're coming from, because the next, like, what I've been looking at is they're going to have up to supporting 100 players in a map.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
I saw
they said it was going to be 50v50. Can you imagine 50 dots on the map? That's going to be annoying as hell. See a little blue triangle.
Yeah, I wonder which maps they're going to use for that. Probably the ones they're doing for 20v20, but I feel like you'd need a way bigger map.
Yeah, but they could do like a radius thing.
No, this is
like you can only see red dots in a certain radius.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that people were saying was they could bring the mini map back, but just get rid of like the enemy like red dots and stuff, just so we could actually see where we're going on the map.
So you can't like pull up the map at all?
I have no idea. That's what I'm wondering too, because there are ways like if you pause like to the menu or whatever, it brings up the full map.
Yeah.
But that would be annoying trying to do that while you're playing.
I feel like it's just a learning curve. It's like everything.
Yeah, once you learn the maps, you'll pretty much
be good. Yeah, and I mean, it's not going to take...
One thing that they were saying is like it kind of makes you kind of like slow down a little bit, and it'll probably make...
That's not what Call of Duty's about, though.
Well, the thing is, it'll probably cause more people to start camping. And do you really like campers, though?
Dude, Call of Duty needs... The one thing it does not need is more campers.
Exactly.
Well, when Call of Duty games first come out, every year, when they first start, they're always campers. Because nobody knows the maps, even with the mini maps. Nobody knows the maps. Nobody wants to push and actually go for the fights. Everybody camps. And then you have idiots like this guy over here that just runs through the map. Like, this game's bad because he's dying constantly.
I like the running gun too. But I mean, the thing is, I mean, I get a lot of kills doing it. So I like to do that. But oh yeah, there was another thing. There's going to be 30 to 60 attachments per weapon.
Per weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
30 to 60?
It said 30 was like the pistols because you could barely put much on pistols. Sure. But pretty much every other big gun.
I can't even think of 30 attachments to put on a pistol.
Yeah, but there's like, I guess called the gunsmith, whatever, where like you can add on any attachment you want to the gun.
Are they just going to have a bunch of scopes?
Probably. It's going to be a bunch of different scopes, a bunch of different types of attachments. And they said they were going to add like perks too that like aren't necessarily attachment, but like perks per gun. So like, I guess like quick draw would be one or something like that. Yeah. It's not necessarily an actual attachment, but it's for the specific gun.
Yeah, but you could, that can be an actual attachment. It's called fast mag.
True, but I'm just saying that's an example. I don't know which one is actually.
I feel like it's gonna be they're gonna include the abilities in like or not the abilities but the perks into attachments to have that many attachments. Because like Josh said, I can't think of 30 attachments to put on a pistol.
Yeah. Also. I forgot what I was going to say. I like thought of it as you were talking, but I forgot what it was. I don't know, you could talk about something else. I'm trying to rethink about it.
I seen something that they were bringing back. I know we talked about it on over here. I don't know if we did or not. But it was the where you can chain your score streak kills again. So you can get your Predator missile, or not a Predator missile, but you can get your Hellstorm missile. Once you get that, then you get the kills with it. It adds to the next one.
That's like a perk or something.
Yeah, it's a perk that they used to have in the older Modern Warfare. So they brought.
Yeah, and also a change, or I guess like a revert, because like the newer CODs didn't do it. Was it's not score streaks anymore, so it's kill streaks.
Yes.
So it's only counting kills for your streaks now.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, that's how it used to be, but they're bringing it back now.
That was what was.
So it's like I think I heard them say like 3 kills is like a personal UAV. And then 4 kills or 5 kills is like a UAV for the entire team or something like that.
That's so stupid.
It's actually a drone that they throw up in the trailer. They throw it up and you fly it. I guess you go look. It doesn't really count. I think this is going to be more of a tactical Call of Duty.
Also, there's a realistic mode apparently where it's pretty much the zero HUDs on the screen. And you don't get any feedback, so no hit markers or anything. And pretty much like Counter-Strike in that sense, but a lot of people said they think it's fun at first, like the first couple games, but you'll probably end up getting bored with it after like a while. It's like, yeah, this is cool, but now I just kind of want to go back to regular multiplayer matches because I'm just not for this, whatever. But
this is honestly my last Call of Duty. I've given them this is their last chance to impress me, because
you're probably still gonna buy the next one afterwards anyway.
No,
I didn't even pre-order this one.
I'm pre-ordering it because I want to play the beta. But
yeah, I'm going to pre-order it.
But after if this
PC
game...
PC or console?
I'm in on PC.
See, the thing is, I already said I'm probably going to end up buying it for both. But probably not, because it's kind of useless now since it's cross-play. That was another announcement that it's going to be cross-play, which that's what they did have the event yesterday. They had people on PC, PS4, maybe Xbox. Probably not, since the event is sponsored by PlayStation. But
yeah, PlayStation and Xbox are doing all their collaborations and stuff. Yeah. So I'm sure they... But
yeah, I was trying to figure out what else I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to pre-order for PlayStation first, just so I can play the beta, since it's going to be first on PlayStation for like the first couple of days. So I'm gonna try to play it on both PC and PS4, figure out which one I really want to get on.
Yeah, when you pre-order on PC, though, you have to pay the full price. You can just go to GameStop and get a code for $5.
Yeah. But for PlayStation. I could probably get like a code from like Amazon. That's what I did last year. For my PS4 version, when I pre-ordered it, I just pre-ordered the digital version off of Amazon. They just sent me the code for the beta, and then once the game released, they sent me the code for the game. So, but is that pretty much all we want to talk about for that?
Yeah, I don't know much about the Call of Duty. Again, didn't pre-order it. Don't really care about it.
The campaign looks good because they're saying it's more realistic instead of just like a run and gun like action like. Game really, it's supposed to be a little bit more realistic where you have to be more like tactical in whatever you're doing in the game. And apparently there's like some really I guess sensitive kind of scenes or whatever, and there was like one scene where they had to like figure out if they wanted to change it or not because it was apparently too sensitive or something. Sure. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, sure it is. I'm sure it's fine, to be honest. But that was something that they were saying.
All right, so here we go. All right, I looked it up didn't mean to interrupt, but I got the kill streak, so we can go over that. What they released, I don't know if this is going to be all of them, but for the reveal, this is what they released. You get a personal radar at 3 kills, an escort drone that enables the radar for the owner and pings nearby enemies. I'm assuming it's going to be like, Rainbow Six, where you have the drone, but you can ping people and people can see them. See your dot or something, maybe. You got a counter UAV, 4 kills. It's a drone that constantly emits a scrambling signal. It disables the enemy mini-map. So a counter UAV is kind of pointless in this game now, because if there's no mini-map...
Yeah. You only need it if somebody just called in the UAV.
Yeah, at that point, you can shoot it down. 4 kills, UAV enables a mini-map, or a map for all allies and reveals enemy locations. You get a care package, you get a random kill streak. 5 kills is a cluster strike.
It's a hellstorm missile.
That's what I thought it was. It's a single number of cluster mortars that hit the designated location. You have a cruise missile, 5 kills. Control a long-range missile with boost capabilities.
So is that one the hellstorm missile? And then the other one's kind of like a lightning strike, but in a single area?
Probably.
Well, like, it's mortars, so yeah. Then you have a precision airstrike at 5 kills. Call in twin jets to do a precision strike along the best available path.
What was that one called in the older ones, where it literally went like in a path along the map?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
I feel like that's the lightning strike.
No, that's not lightning strike. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what it's called.
Was it the AC-1? No, that wasn't the AC-130.
The War. I forgot, it was in the older Call of Duties.
I know what you're talking about. We got the Wilson. It's Wilson, yeah.
Is that where like a volleyball comes out?
7 kills. It's a remote controlled UGB with a powerful air burst turret.
I wish it was a volleyball.
Infantry assault vehicle at 7 kills, a manned light infantry vehicle with a 50-cal machine gun on top.
Oh yeah, I forgot they're in vehicles.
Tanks and stuff, yeah.
8 kills, you get an emergency airdrop calling 3 random kill streak care packages to your location. Damn.
Three care packages?
8 kills?
At 8 kills.
That's easy.
That's a little overkill. 3 care packages?
3 care packages for 8 kills?
That's worth it.
8 kills, you get a VTOL jet. Release an initial missile barrage before guarding a location of the player's choice. So you call in, the jet will shoot a missile and then guard the area around that player that he chooses to guard. So I guess that would be good for like domination or capture the flag or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then at 10 kills, you get chopper gunner. Patrol an assault chopper armed with a turret and air-to-land missiles. You got white. What is that?
Phosphorus?
Phosphorus, yeah.
White phosphorus, yeah. That's just stuff that burns your skin.
Yeah, cover the battlefield with white smoke canisters that will distort enemy and burn any that wander too close.
Yeah, that's against the Geneva Conventions, I'm pretty sure. But we still use it.
Support helo, 11 kills. Call a heavy assault helo with twin turrets to patrol the map. You get a gunship at 12 kills. Advanced UAV at 12 kills. Orbital UAV that reveals the enemy's direction on the minimap. And then the last kill streak is Juggernaut with 15 kills. You call a care package that contains Juggernaut and assault gear.
And then chances are it's going to be meat, most likely. I doubt it's dog.
They say there's no tactical nuke. You know, when you get so many kills. But at the end of the trailer...
There's a nuke, yeah.
So I feel like there's a nuke.
There's a nuke. They're just not saying that.
I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. Every Modern Warfare's had one. I don't know why they wouldn't do it. I haven't missed Modern Warfare, though. That's where all my favorite guns were in Modern Warfare.
I was about to say, did you play Modern Warfare Remastered? But we played it, because we used to stream it a little bit. I forgot, because, you know...
That's been a while now.
It was two years ago when we streamed.
So. Modern Warfare Remastered came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just don't ever play Black Ops 4 because it's trash.
I mean, I like it. It's better on PS4 than PC because there's, like I said, no lobbies on PC. Josh knows that. There's no lobbies. It's literally everything's in mosh pits, which makes no sense. Why is that showing GTA? I don't care.
I think it's a preview.
Sure. So anything we want to add to? Oh, wait. I heard there was going to be a new grenade. So, first off, there's doors on this game now. So, in certain maps, in certain areas,
Noah James said he was running right? And you can run like bust through a door.
Mm-hmm.
He says scared to shut him every time he does it because it's so loud when you go through it.
Yeah, apparently you can hear it like kind of far away if somebody busts through the door. But apparently you can like open it a couple different ways, so you can either bust straight through it.
Oh yeah, I saw where they can, like opened it a little bit and threw a grenade.
Yeah, you can do that, or you can do something else, I think. And also, there's like three different sprint modes now.
Sure.
So
there's that many buttons on the controller.
Now you gotta like double tap the while you're sprinting to be able to get like the full sprint where it brings your gun up while you're running.
Oh yeah, you can shoot while running now.
And that one has like a cooldown, so you can only run so far before you slow down. But as far as like sprinting itself, like regular sprint, apparently they left that like, you know, just infinite, so there's no cooldown on that.
That's because it's because all the big maps now, like they have. I mean, you could. Yeah. They have.
Like these 20 feet.
Yeah, they have ATVs just sitting there. You can jump on.
Yeah, so like those, yeah, they're having like the 1v1 modes, 2v2 modes, which that was like the only one they showed off is 2v2 and maybe 3v3, I feel like. But 2v2, I mean, it looks kind of fun, but
Wingman
is pretty much it.
You know what Call of Duty has on CSGO, Josh?
Nothing.
We could properly teabag and not get tired.
That's so
weird. Terrible.
He said, I think I see you. He said, you just teabag him? He said, I couldn't tell. Your character was moving slow. I was like, yeah, I tried.
Oh, no. But, so is that all we're talking about for Modern Warfare? I feel like there's really not much else to talk about. There was like a shotgun that had a scope on it too. That's why they were playing with.
I don't want to talk about the shotgun.
Remember that, dude?
I don't want to talk
about. Maybe the next update.
Man, maybe the next update. Oh man, that's a throwback.
Oh my god, insert that clip.
I don't want
to. If I find it,
I do not want to see another shotgun because the shotgun I was watching the gameplay of was like the shotgun in CSGO that was like a sniper.
Oh, the Nova?
Yeah, they were sniping each other.
They were sniping with it. I was like, why do you have a scope on it? At first, I thought they actually had a sniper, but then yeah, I realized it was
like,
a shotgun.
Duke! And I was like, what the hell? And he went, ch-ch-. I was like, what?
But it literally did like no damage at range, though, so I don't know why they put a scope on it. But there's a scope deagle, too, so that looks like it'll be fun. Yeah, so I guess we're done with that. I guess we can now go straight into Ninja leaving Twitch because
he got paid
a lot.
The rumor,
the biggest streamer on the platform, he has like what 15 million followers somewhere around there.
Is he the biggest?
He is the biggest. In terms of followers, he is the biggest by miles. Like I think
it's because of Drake,
pretty much. But I think the closest person is Myth at like 5 million.
There's a lot of 12-year-olds in this world. Trust me, my brother's one of them. Plays Fortnite.
Yeah, remember he
had
like.
I don't understand the hype about Fortnite. Still, I still don't think it's.
Dude, there are parents. There are parents that will pay $20 an hour.
Yeah,
for you to tutor their kids to get better at fucking Fortnite.
Dude, I mean, what is this?
But wait, it's the Fortnite World Cup just happened, and first place took home.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah. Every CS:GO major is a minimum $1 million.
Yeah, but you also got to remember this is one person.
This is one person
taking home $3 million.
Taking $3 million by himself.
Second and third got $1.5 each.
Okay, well, how often do these Fortnite World Cups happen?
This is the first one.
Yeah, all right,
yeah, but
there might be one next year.
Think about if we just stuck with it, we all three win. One, two, three.
I don't think we would have gotten
Gang House.
Right, I don't think we
would have
gotten
Gang House right there.
I don't think we would have gotten that good at Fortnite.
Bought that mansion at Fortnite, and I barely play it. So.
But yeah, so rumors is that he got paid $100 million to move over to Mixer, which again, I'm wondering how long the contract is. My guess would maybe be like 5 years.
That's a long time.
It really is for a contract, but he got paid $100 million though. So even if it's 5 years, that's $20 million a year.
I don't care. Give me $100 million. I'll do anything for 5 years.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Let's not say that.
That's like saying $20 is $20.
Yeah, dude, I'm not giving it $20. $20.
My personal experience with Mixer, it's not a bad place. It's I think it's better for smaller channels to grow and then try to branch off from there, because Mixer is more of a place where you can go and you can earn the free credits to then turn and donate to your favorite.
Yeah, so streamer. If you sit there and watch them long enough, you'll earn credits while you're watching.
You gain credits fast. I mean, I've got almost 100,000. So you gain them quick. It's just, if you got a big streamer, all the views are there. Now, granted, if it brings all of those viewers there and then they stay there,
yeah, and actually, then they're like, oh, Ninja just went offline. Wait, what else is on here?
Yeah if wait, they do
I
that,
wonder how many cool. followers does Ninja have now? Because he announced that yesterday, and when I clicked on it, I clicked on the video.
Isn't his first stream today?
I believe so. Yeah, he's gonna be it's a like Lollapalooza or whatever playing, Fortnite. But yeah, so I saw the video like 5-10 minutes after it came out because I was already on YouTube and I saw it. So yeah, when I clicked on his Mixer page, he was already at like 3,000 followers, and then like probably like 15 minutes later, he was at like 7-8.
On Mixer?
Yeah, on Mixer. So he's probably really far up.
He's got 67,000 people watching.
Oh yeah, he is live right now. I mean, that's about how many viewers he gets like now anyway.
He's got 67,000 people watching him now.
Yeah, now.
And there's only 70. Oh no, never.
Well, you also gotta remember, like, this is the first day. Yeah. So after the first day,
like just in 24 hours, that video has been out.
Yeah, after the first day, his viewership is gonna drop anyways. But I just wonder how many followers.
No, I feel like it's just gonna go up.
Well,
or at least like the consistent views will go up.
Okay,
so consistent, yeah. But I'm saying the first day will probably be the most viewers. Yeah.
So Ninja, it says actually Ninja has like 77,000.
Like I just
people watching.
I wonder if
there's only it's it okay. So it says 67,000 people are watching him on here, but if you look at the top games, there's only 74,000 people watching Fortnite videos. See, that's the thing. Like all of these is always this is how low they always are. There's never I've never seen a channel on here get over this many. So I can understand what Mixer's trying to do, but unless they're able to bring those people and get them to stay, yeah, I mean, there's just 1,000 people still watching.
Well, I mean, if you were
Dr. Disrespect did say jokingly, he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna start streaming."
Yeah, I'm gonna move to Mixer, but if there's anybody that can get to bring a lot of viewers, it's Ninja, 100%.
Yeah, but let's say like I did the Paladins. There's 5,000.
But also, I mean, Ninja's not the first person that they've paid to stream on their platform. There's been some other ones, and there's been some other sites that's tried it too, like.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, that's an old school
one. He's got 317 followers right now on Mixer.
Yeah, in just a day. It's literally only been like 24
and
hours.
He's got 406,000 total views already.
I wonder how well that might send to pick up that card going back. But, yeah, so like, I feel like...
How much is it like subscribe on Mixer versus Twitch?
You don't... There's
Twitch has the tiers.
There's no subscription.
There's probably no subscribe.
There's no subscription.
Well, no, he said you could subscribe free for the first 2 months.
Oh,
there's no subscriptions for this. There's a.
They're probably adding something. I would hate to be one of his subscribers. Imagine just subscribing to him on Twitch for another month and he just leaves. Oh man.
Oh wow, that's gonna pop up on his. No, he doesn't put.
And I guess like all the people that sub for a long time, because you know they said, "Oh, thank you for sub, like thank you for being subscribed for like 11 months or whatever." So all that's like.
Gonna get reset.
Yeah, all that's going to be out the window. And they took away his verified badge on Twitch, too.
Yeah, but that's just
because he's not a partner anymore.
This is no ads for subscribers, supporting community member, 22 custom Ninja emotes.
How much is it to subscribe? Look at Google.
But, yeah, I feel like Mixer is the closest to being a competitor to Twitch.
I don't even, like, I've never been on Mixer. I hate the layout of Twitch and a bunch of the stuff on Twitch. I like barely watch Twitch just because I hate the way that they like their website is built. Mm-hmm. So I just hope Mixer's
really I mean, really the top two right now for streaming is Twitch and YouTube Gaming. And now Mixer, you know, is going to come back up. But there's been a couple of smaller ones over the years. Like I know there's one called Caffeine TV or whatever. I hated that layout.
What is
a basic is $8
stream on
Twitch? Mixer is $8.
Does he not
$8? Is that only one tier though?
That's the subscription.
That's it.
But is it for like the whole site or just for him?
Yeah, it's for the...
Like, is it kind of like Twitch Prime in a way?
Yeah, I think it's like Twitch Prime because you get, like... Because you can, like, subscribe to certain people.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know you could... You can... It doesn't... Can it look short?
Yeah, because, like, Twitch... I like what Twitch did with the tiers and subscribing. Mm-hmm.
See, I have...
So I wonder if Mixer's going to do that.
But, yeah, there was another one called, like, Caffeine TV. Like, there was, like, one person I followed on YouTube that was streaming there. So I was like, oh, I'll go watch their stream because they were playing,
82,000 people watching Fortnite.
What was the game? They were playing last year when it was still in like beta or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I want to go watch that. And
it's still just going up.
Yeah, like Caffeine TV there, I did not like the way their website was laid out. Especially like just watching the stream, it was kind of weird. Like I don't really think it really showed like how many followers the streamer had or anything. And there was no like, at least last time I was there was no like browse option. Like if you like went straight to Caffeine TV or whatever, it would just take you straight to like a sign up page. Like there was no like browse like option for the humans.
Like, see, like you got Mixer and it'll show you like you can look up the top games, what's being played the most, right?
Yeah, that's like, see, I like that layout way better.
And so you
I
click
like
on that
mobile app way better.
You click on it and then boom, it'll show you their view count, them, and you can scroll through and it's just like that on the website.
That looks way better than Twitch already.
I want to see how Caffeine looks. Yeah, so a sign up page. As soon as you go to Caffeine TV, you get a sign up page. Like,
I've never heard of Caffeine TV.
I only heard of it because there was YouTubers that I watched that was playing on it. See, it's like, so there's no way you can find a live stream unless you have a direct link to it, pretty much.
That's so stupid.
See,
that is stupid. You can't grow on it.
See, you got currency right here. That's five.
He said you almost had 100,000. That says 500,000.
So yeah, I watched a little bit. I let it sit for Paladins.
I pretty much only watched your stream that like one or two times.
So I have 517,000. You could take that and donate it to people, and people that have been streaming for a while get real money out of it. But then you have like the support partners with Embers.
So and this is just like the Twitch bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the same thing with that. I've never seen anything about subscribing, but yeah, I've got a ton of that. I was trying to see if I can
see. In more gaming news, GTA, when's the next one coming out? Nobody really knows, but I still guess it'll probably be like 2020 or 2021.
GTA, they're still bringing shit out for this GTA.
They finally released the casino. Like,
he's always happy about that. Let me tell you, he told me about that the other night.
Yeah.
He
was like, five years later, finally opened the casino. Remember, like, when we used to play it all the time, we were hoping they'd open it, but.
I don't even remember what casino he's talking about.
I didn't even know there was a casino in the game. I never even
by the
story
racetrack, the horse track.
I never even
it's not a casino.
There's a casino right there at the horse track.
You see how much I paid attention to it? I was worried about driving a car trying to get the $5 million from the slow ass.
I was worried about doing races, not obstacle courses.
You are racing through the obstacle course.
That is the best line he's ever said. Josh is losing. He's
people that don't know, go subscribe to our gaming channel. We'll probably have some gaming videos up soon at some point. But yeah, we're just referring back to old streams.
Yeah, that's it. Every time Josh gets behind and something starts losing, he's got some excuse. He's like, this is not racing. This is an obstacle course.
Dude, it was.
Yeah, wall riding and stuff. Yeah. So apparently the next GTA is probably going to be, or the rumor is...
It's like the Titanic, but water.
I hate my life.
That was a PUBG moment right
dude,
there.
Dude, I could put that, you put that one in here too. That's almost
two. I am not editing this.
I know where that
so, I'm not editing this, so I'm probably, if anything, I'd probably put links to those clips. Oh my God, so but, yeah, actually, that clip's on our Instagram, the gaming.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on the gaming.
The like, Instagram, or, my Instagram water.
Yeah, so if you guys want to see that clip of him saying it's like Titanic but water, it's really probably like the third video on our Instagram, whatever. So, but yeah, so follow us on Instagram, our gaming one and our IRL one, since I just started that one up. He's going to it right now.
It's like the Titanic.
But yeah, apparently the rumor is that this new GTA is going to take place in three different areas. So it's one's going to be like Miami.
Oh, so like GTA 5 or 4? So that was like, oh, you mean like...
It's going to be like completely different areas. So it'll be like... I remember that. That's the, what, stick fight?
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, what was it, Miami. It was like some other place too, like somewhere in the Middle East or something. That's probably gonna be really loud in that mic.
Welcome to Juana City. It's like the Titanic, but water.
Welcome to Water City.
And then I'm like, what? You can hear Jared and Josh do like, wait, what? As soon as I said it, you hear Jared's like, wait, what? And Josh is like, what did you say?
It's like the Titanic, but water.
Yeah, I wanna see if I can find the GTA locations, but it's just rumors about where it's gonna be at, but. It's definitely not coming out until the new console is coming out.
You know what they need to do with GTA 5 or GTA 6? It needs to be the entire United States of America.
Right, you might not want to do that too much because the mic's probably picking up all that feedback.
And if you want to drive to Florida, it's going to take you 14 fucking hours to drive to Florida.
Oh, wait, no, they said there's going to be like a part like in the 80s
American
or something.
Truck
like that.
Simulator isn't even like that.
Pretty bad, though. We don't even have all the map unlocked, and it takes forever to drive around places.
Oh my God, that game.
And that's just getting, once you get out of the city, you're fine. But getting out of the city driving?
I turned over so many trucks.
Oh man.
This is stuff you probably should have looked up before the podcast.
Well, I didn't think we were actually
going to talk about ATA. If there is a next time.
Yeah, next time we'll actually have some topics fully ready. I mean, we had some, but... Yeah, we're not getting a second video done today. Oh, well.
Did you bring the death mat?
Nah, I wasn't planning on doing that. I was thinking we could probably do that maybe next week.
Hey, we can get just me and you.
Probably get some other
people. Josh's got that wussy stomach.
Yeah, dude, that's a reflex.
So this podcast is already going on longer than we thought it would anyway.
You want to just talk about like things we got coming up?
Oh, yeah. Streaming. So are we going to be streaming again?
We're going to make some game
videos? I'm definitely want to stream again.
Oh, you're going to be, now that Ninja's on Mixer now, you're hyping on Mixer again.
No, you got to get on Twitch now. Take all of this up.
Why? All 80,000 of them are on fucking Mixer.
Oh, man. So, don't know if we're actually going to be streaming again like we used to, because remember we used to do that like every Saturday night?
Every Saturday night? What's wrong with every Saturday night?
Well, the thing is...
We were the only ones there anyway. We're there now. Sorry.
Yeah. But we need to get some gaming videos up, and then maybe...
Well, then you actually have to play games with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get back to playing
Counter-Strike. We didn't really play much lately anyways.
He and Josh play all the time.
Y'all play games I don't want to play. Like Overwatch, well, that's your fault, don't really want
to
play.
Listen, Jared, we have to play the games.
But also, it's not really
just because we don't play Fallout with you that you play for 10 hours a day doesn't mean you can't just play a game with us.
I don't even play Fallout, but I know you're talking about that. But yeah, there needs to be some good games coming out there because we don't really have any good games to play other than Rocket League, which I still want to play some more.
We still have Dead by Daylight, which released a bunch.
Yeah, and Dead by Daylight. Yeah, we need to play that.
Dead by Daylight.
They just added it.
They added a new killer.
Yeah, they added Scream. It's the last one, I think.
Has last year gotten any better?
No, we ain't played it.
So we could play Rocket League. We play Dead by Daylight.
So if we cut this podcast, we'll
just give us some stuff to play.
Maybe some GTA. Just some new stuff. We could. Our first video back could be GTA because that's where we started pretty much.
That is where we started. That's the first video. I remember that.
And for the people that don't know, our group started back in like 2013 as just a GTA.
There's only two original people left, and then we brought this in.
What do you mean I was there?
He was there when we started playing on PC.
Yeah.
So a few months. How long ago was that? Was like in 2014 though. That was like, or was it 2014 or was it 2015?
I don't even remember.
It was probably 2014.
Hold on, I'll tell you. I'm gonna stop.
Probably the summer of 2014 if I had to guess.
Did we play some GMod?
That was my first video.
That was my actually no.
I pressed the button. No, you didn't, Josh. I used the busy gun.
Oh man. Yeah, my first video was GTA. It was trash because I didn't have that good of a capture card. I had a really cheap, like $12 capture card that I got at Amazon. It was like so bad. Like the audio for it was terrible too. Like I even, actually no, the audio was all right, but.
Is it the one with 4 years ago? Our first stream was 4 years ago, then this was 3 years ago?
No, that first video was just a little montage that me and Jared did. But the first stream is that one, yeah. The second video.
Is this the one where it crashed the plane?
Why would we do
that? No, you're talking about my channel.
I'm talking about your channel with that video. That video is hilarious because we're in the airplane. That was like one of our first videos. That's on your channel. Because I'm like, we're flying the plane, and it's me and you in the big plane. Jared's in the little plane. Huh?
You have ones when we played GMod like before GTA even came out, right?
I don't think he does. No. Because we started playing GMod after GTA came out.
Was it?
Yeah, it was after GTA came out. Because I was the first one to post the GMod videos, I'm pretty sure. Or at least I was the only one in our group posting at that time. So.
Yeah. I started, oh no, my 5 years ago.
Yeah, my first video was December 19, 2013.
Y'all want to hear something sexy?
Oh no, this is your. Nah.
Don't play any copyrighted
music. It's his intro.
Oh my god.
That's Keyshawn. No,
it's so bad. It's so crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, like my old capture card was so bad that like I debated recording my TV with my phone and then taking the audio from the capture card and putting it with the video from my phone just because the video quality of the capture card itself was just.
Bad.
Terrible.
It was trash.
Yeah, it was trash. I'm pretty sure I had to play the game at that resolution too just to get it to work.
Yeah, my GMod video that I recorded on my Apple laptop was better than that.
Yeah, what was it, Bandicam or something?
It's not Bandicam.
No, it started with a W, I remember, because it was directly in the middle. It was Wondershare or something like that.
Wondershare.
Directly right in the middle of the series. All right, yeah,
that's copyright.
But I mean, we're not getting paid anyways, because the way YouTube has it set up now is, first of all, you can't get paid for your videos until A, you have 1,000 subscribers, so we gotta reach 1,000 subscribers first.
We'll help us do that.
And also, you have to have 4,000 hours of watch time in the past 12 months.
On your videos?
Yeah.
That ain't that bad.
But, hold on, let's try to break that down. 4,000 hours.
You just gotta get 4,000 views on this video.
All I gotta do is just...
That's not 4,000 views, that'd be 1 hour.
Yeah.
Per, I guess for this one. If we even go for an hour, definitely not.
Yeah.
But...
we're pretty close. Yeah,
so that's 240,000 minutes. So if we get 240,000 views, each person watching at least a minute, we'll hit that.
We still need 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah, we still need
1,000. So all you guys,
if we
get
that kind of viewership, I feel like we'd have 1,000 subscribers by that point.
You would have to have that kind of viewership to have those.
We just need one video to just bang. Just
that's what we need to do, bang.
Yeah. Check us out on Pornhub.
Also, for those who don't notice, I'm the only one wearing gang apparel because I'm the only one that actually bought one.
But, I don't even know why you bought it. You're the one that sells it.
I mean, that's the only way I'm going to be able to get
it.
At least I wore
a decent shirt to go with everything. Even though I don't even own a PlayStation anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I still own mine just because I still play games on it. Yeah.
It's because you trash.
I don't play console anymore.
PC Master Race.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to say I'm never going to play PC that much. Console is king.
Pretty much everybody in our group was saying that besides Josh at one point.
Josh is like PC Master Race. Josh is like, well, I guess I'll just play with you guys.
But that was also when all of us had like trash computers. Like,
yeah, and then I buy a PS4 and then all of you guys buy PCs. And I'm like,
I mean, I still play PS4 a lot, but I mean, we really only played like what? A little bit of GTA and like, no, we played Battlefield. It was Hardline. I remember we played a little bit of that. But and then they put GTA on PC, and that was pretty much when we all made the switch to PC, was when GTA made it on PC.
Yeah, because you could all link your social hub to get all your information.
Yeah, which you can't do that now. So if anybody that hasn't switched a character from PS4 to PC, you can't do that anymore. So you have to get a brand new character.
You should just be able to link it whenever you want.
Yeah, you really should, though.
Carry over progress.
But I mean, I think they got rid of that like 2 years after the game was already out, so I feel like people should have already done it at that point anyway. So. Yeah.
How long is GTA even out?
It's been out a minute.
Well,
we were in high school, dude.
At first, I already know the date. It released in, I want to say September, like the end of September of 2013. So that was on PS3.
Is that your favorite game or something?
The GTA series is my favorite.
September 17th, 2013.
And I remember I bought it a week after it came out.
That game is 6 years old, though.
I know, right? And then it came out for PS4. I think it came out for PS4 a year later, so 2014. And then it came out for PC in 2015. But yeah, the gang, I remember the gang birthday of when I made the crew. I think that was October 30th was when I made the crew page on Social Club. So, or it's September 30th.
I just remember being the only one in there that was on
PC. It actually might be September 30th. Yeah, I remember. You were the only person on PC.
First Call of Duty I played, 2008, November 11th.
See, I didn't start playing Call of Duty until almost Advanced Warfare came out. Like, the first one I played was, I played Black Ops 2, but it wasn't in its prime. Like, I played Black Ops 2 when Ghost was out.
So I played World at War, and then I didn't play again until, I think I played a little bit of Modern Warfare 2, and then I played Black Ops, and then that's when I started.
I mean, actually,
Black Ops was right after Modern
If you want to get technical about the first Call of Duty I played, it was Black Ops Declassified on the PS Vita.
Oh, my God.
I played that again. And so instead of Nuketown, it was Nuke House. Like, they only had like half the map.
Nuke House.
Yeah, it's literally what it was.
It was literally half the map.
They didn't have a high player base. Remember when the PS Vita was a thing?
Yeah, the PS Vita, I feel like, was ahead of its time. Just like the PSP. The PSP banged, though.
The PS Vita was a flop.
But I just love my Switch.
I still want a Switch.
Do you have your still?
I'm pretty sure he sold his.
Oh my God.
We never played it, bro.
I played all the time.
Yeah.
When I go to the field.
That's how come I'm glad I never bought a VR when y'all were telling me to buy it. Because y'all played a couple games. And
honestly, I forget I have VR 90% of the time. And half the time I go to play it, I'm like, oh, my controllers are dead. And I forget to play
That's with. Literally 90% of the time why I play. I look up and I'm like, oh, hey, I got VR.
Yeah, I know.
I just upgraded my computer, so I'm probably going
to
get back into that.
I know Oculus just released some new ones. So there's a new Oculus Rift S where you don't have to have the external sensor, so everything's tracked through the headset itself.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be not.
And that's $400. And they have the Oculus Quest where you don't need a PC, so I wouldn't get that
that's
one.
That's not even, I think that, no, isn't it the Oculus Go?
No, there is an Oculus Go, but it's a different one. Oculus Quest, you don't need a PC, but I think Oculus Go is, that one's $200, but it's still kind of like crappy. But yeah, I know the time. Yeah, we're definitely not getting a second video in. But,
so
yeah, it's a decent podcast. We can actually call it a podcast now because
sure actually, you can.
It's actually long enough.
You need
for
to do a little bit of cutting on some stuff. You need to say, yeah, you need to.
I'm leaving it all in.
No, we said.
Okay.
We said.
It don't matter.
Josh released some declassified
anyway.
What? But so we're probably gonna try to get some gaming videos in to go on our other channel.
Yeah, we're streaming this Saturday. Stay tuned, 12 a.m.
I mean, this probably
now you gotta cut some.
No, I mean, this will probably come out in like what, 3 weeks? So
three weeks,
maybe we'll stream because it'll probably be the third video.
You didn't even tell these editors to hurry the hell up.
I'm the only editor. I'm the only one doing everything here. So.
Dude, I'm talent. What do you mean?
We showed up, didn't we?
Hold up. You've only edited like one video, and it was like a little 30-second clip of you getting a little.
No, I edited another one. Check out my YouTube channel where I edited.
Please, guys, don't listen to CSGO
montage. I didn't even use GoTV. I just like edited the highlight reel.
Yeah, you bought the editing software and only edited like one video.
Yeah, but I'm probably gonna start.
Yeah, you bought it. We all used it.
Yeah. I mean, I bought my own. Yeah, a little bit.
I also bought that music software that I
never used. Yeah. I only used it around the time you bought it, and then I stopped using it for like a year.
Same.
But I just like used it a little bit more like recently.
So use my account?
Yeah, because it's already logged in. So.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to. You just have to like boot it up. You don't actually have to sign into it. But
I don't know if it's on my computer. I think it's just on my laptop.
Probably not. But yeah, so I guess that's all we have to talk about. Yeah. Some gaming content coming soon because, you know, we haven't had anything on that channel in 2 years.
If you say that again, I'm going to slap you.
I'm just making sure people know.
You've said it three times.
Make sure you like and subscribe because, you know, every YouTuber had to say that like 20 times in a video. Like, subscribe, comment.
Let us know in the comments what you think.
Tell us what games you want us to play.
Yeah, whatever games you want us to play. We'll probably play Call of Duty when that comes out.
Probably will be some Overwatch videos.
Yeah, Lucio will be playing Overwatch.
Probably not Overwatch.
I personally will be playing Overwatch and Counter Strike again.
Yes, because Overwatch is that's what we should have talked about. Overwatch role queue.
Next podcast.
Next podcast.
Yeah, because it's not going to release until September 1st. So. That's when season 18 starts comp.
Yeah. Also, I don't really know what videos we're going to have for this channel after like the first four, because we have like four ideas and like two videos recorded. So after those first four,
we
I don't
have
know
a lot
happen.
Of ideas.
We have a lot of ideas.
We just don't know how to do these ideas.
We just need time to get together and do them.
Yeah,
but
that's because some people are pussies. Not like that one.
It's one of the challenge videos that y'all that'll probably be out before this too. So.
Dang. The one video you're not gonna edit and it's gonna take the longest to come out.
Yeah. Probably. It'll either be the third or second video.
Don't worry about it. The putt-putt one is going to be terrible.
It'll be out before this one, most likely.
It'll be terrible.
The putt-putt one is
which I'll be honest, so I listened back to the audio. Audio sounded fine when we were playing, but the only thing is that we probably should have been a little bit closer for the intro because we were a little bit far back from the camera. But audio still wasn't bad for
talk
that.
Louder.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, audio still wasn't bad for that, though. But that should be out before this.
It's all right. Our investors are going to buy us some lap lights, so.
Yeah. But how do y'all want to, anyone want to do an outro or anything?
Yeah, goodbye.
This was Unchained Gang.
Oh, no. No, what did you say the first time? It was like Chain Ungang or something.
Yeah, you got working the Chain Ungang.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so this has been the Gang Unchained channel. Follow us on Instagram on both of our Instagram accounts. We'll see you guys in the next podcast or in the next video, you know. Whenever our next podcast comes out, because we don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
Well, whatever topics we'll have to talk about
then. As soon as I can talk him into actually getting out of his house, one more podcast.
Maybe. But, see you guys later.
See ya.
Deuces!